It's Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we walk through a new exhibit in Milwaukee that lifts the lid off some of Wisconsin's longest-held secrets.
First, before we begin this next segment, we will be discussing sexual assault. If this is a sensitive subject for you, please use your discretion.
News broke this week that a University of Wisconsin student was arrested on charges that he had allegedly sexually assaulted a fellow student on campus.
And as the news became more widespread about the charges leveled against Alec Cook, more female students came forward with their own allegations that they had assaulted them as well.
Cook was charged today with 11 counts of sexual assault involving five women. While attention is being paid to the severity of his potential crimes, today we talk about why sexual assault can be prevalent on college campuses, what resources are available, and why women may not immediately report assaults.
Joining us now to talk about this is Kelly Mo Litke and Ian Henderson. Kelly is the Director of Prevention and Programs at the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, or WCASA as it's known. Ian is the Director of Legal and System Services with WCASA as well. Kelly and Ian, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having us.
Kelly, I want to start with you first. As someone who works in prevention, why are college campuses at a point where we see a lot of sexual assaults?
Well, I think there's a couple different things we can look at here. Part of it is the increased attention and focus that we're seeing put on campuses right now. And so there's been a lot of discussion and focus about sexual assault on campuses specifically, and a lot of that has to do with the amazing and brave survivor activism that we have seen, where survivors are coming forward and engaging with each other and engaging on campuses and engaging with their peers to talk about the issue of sexual assault and why it's so important that we have our focus there. But in terms of rates and prevalence rates is, I think the reality is we don't realize how frequent sexual assault happens everywhere, not just on college campuses. And rates on campuses are slightly higher than what we see in lifetime prevalence rates in some of the other assessments and surveys that are out there. But generally speaking, this age group, both in and out of campuses, experience some higher rates of sexual assault.
And you work in prevention, Kelly. What are some challenges that you face when establishing preventative programs on campuses?
Well, I think there's a lot going on in a campus system, and in order to do really effective prevention, it needs to be done at multiple levels. It needs to be comprehensive. The one time prevention programming where we go in and talk to students, we know from research that that's not especially effective. So these comprehensive programs and these comprehensive efforts require funding and require staff to coordinate them, and so it's not a simple solution. And sometimes when we're dealing with an issue as important as sexual assault, we want to find that simple solution.
Ian, in this particular case at UW-Madison, it's garnered a lot of national attention. What legal protections do the victims have, and what legal protection does the alleged perpetrator have?
Yeah, well, I think both in our legal system and the criminal justice system that I'm going to speak about first, both victims and people accused of crimes have protections. For survivors, that may be no contact orders that are put in place when a criminal charge is filed. Through the civil legal system, survivors can file restraining orders in Wisconsin, and so that can be a type of protection. There also may be conditions of bond that are put in place while a criminal case is pending. And then moving over to, that we're talking about campuses, educational institutions have the ability to put in victim protection measures as well and to offer and enhance victim safety for survivors who are within their educational setting as well.
What kind of protections would those be in particular, Ian?
Well, sure, that could be allowing someone to move residences, stay away orders from classes, and so, really building in that those victim safety measures to allow that person to continue with their education while not having to worry about seeing their perpetrator on campus. And I think we can also see measures of removing the perpetrator from campus in certain situations. So there's a variety of things that both, you know, our legal system and the campus educational system or disciplinary system can offer.
Kelly, part of why this story has gotten so much attention is the floodgate of allegations that came out after the initial charge. Why are victims sometimes reluctant to come forward until someone else has?
Yeah, I think that it's not uncommon for sexual assault to go unreported, and that's why when we talk about rates and research around sexual assault, it sometimes can be challenging. But we know there's a multitude of reasons of why victims don't come forward. Sometimes they're embarrassed, they're ashamed, they might be confused about what happened. They're unsure if what happened was really sexual assault, because they have this perception of sexual assault that is rooted in myths that we commonly see around sexual assault, that it has to be committed by a stranger or other myths like that. And oftentimes on campuses, we often see survivors who have concerns about the response from the system, as well as the response that they're going to get from their peers.
And Ian, from a legal framework, what could be done in the legal system to help reduce the number of sexual assault cases on college campuses?
Well, I think some of the things that I talked about would be, while both the legal system and the campus system can offer those protections, I think some of the coverage that Kelly has talked about and the increased attention around the issue of campus sexual assault has been when, from a survivor's perspective, those survivors believe the institutions failed to protect them. So I think some of what I've talked about in terms of an institutional response that looks at protecting victim safety, that holds offenders accountable, those would be things I think that our systems can do to really, you know, keep victims at the center of the response and look at victim needs around privacy, safety, and then holding the offender accountable. And I think, again, like I said, I think some of the intention around the issue of campus sexual assault has been, from survivors' perspectives, a lack of institutional response that has held offenders accountable and promoted victim safety.
And Kelly, are there programs that make you hopeful for helping reduce the number of sexual assault cases on college campuses? Are there programs that are getting results?
I think what I'm most excited about, what I'm seeing on college campuses, is the student leadership and the student activism and the survivor leadership and activism. I think we don't always see that in the general community. We have our sexual assault service providers who struggle to get communities engaged around the issue of sexual assault because no one wants to talk about it. And I think what we really love to see on campuses, and what's so exciting about what we see on campuses, is the engagement and the activism and the attention on sexual assault. But there's wonderful work that's going on across the country on campuses right here in Wisconsin, and I think we just need to, again, keep that focus there and keep doing that work to keep sexual assault in our responses, as well as what we're doing to prevent it.
There has been criticism, though, on college campuses across the U.S. that they're not doing enough, that they have been reactionary, that sometimes trying to hide the number of sexual assaults actually happening on their campuses. What would your message be to college administrators?
Ooh, that's a big question. That's one of the strategies that folks are looking at on college campuses, is doing campus, what they call campus climate surveys, because again, we don't really have a good handle on the prevalence of sexual assaults on campus, and so there is this perception that if campuses are reporting a high number of sexual assaults, that's somehow going to make them look bad. That's going to make students choose other campuses, and so there is some concern around that. And I think the message needs to be that we should be seeing those numbers increase, just like we saw in this case. When one victim came forward, we heard from other victims. And so when sexual assault is in the media, when we're talking about it, when we're supporting victims, when we're doing all of those things that Ian referenced, we hopefully should see more victims come forward. That doesn't mean that it's happening more. It means that more victims are feeling supported on campuses and they're able to reach out for that support.
Thanks to both of you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having us.
Kelly Mo Litke is the Director of Prevention and Programs for the Wisconsin Coalition Against Sexual Assault, and Ian Henderson is their Director of Legal and System Services.
They joined us to talk about the news this week that a University of Wisconsin-Madison student has been arrested on charges of multiple counts of sexual assault and what resources are available to victims of assault.